I'm sitting in the air-conditioned movie theater, ready to watch You. You are an actor, and you are a stellar, stellar person, because you are devoting your life to a craft that requires skill, dedication, hard work, and it's never-ending. But you're going to do it anyways because it speaks to your soul. And that is respectable. So keep it going. Don't stop. You got this. Thank you so much for taking a listen to my podcast. My name is Casey Lloyd. Did you have an audition last week? Did you let it all go? Did you just relax and just, you know, like you had not a care in the world? I hope you did, and I hope you got a call back, or I hope you booked it. So, with that said, let's carry on. Today, I want to talk about markets. By markets, I mean, where do you want to set up shop as an actor? Where do you want to live? Because that's important, and let's discuss. So, I started out in the smaller market of Denver, Colorado, because I got a theater degree at the University of Colorado. And during that time, I started taking sword fighting classes with the Society of American Fight Directors. And I went to this workshop in Vegas, which was my first Vegas experience, which was a blast. And I met a friend that lived in New York City. And I kind of always knew, I've always had a draw towards film and television more so than stage. Not because I don't like stage. I love acting on stage, but I love watching film and television just a bit more. And so I kind of wanted to be in those things that I fanboy over. But because I had this contact in New York, I kind of knew that I was going to end up in LA, but I wanted to have both experiences. I wanted to have both of the coasts. And so I was like, I'm going to force myself to go to New York City first. And then, you know, one day I'll probably end up in LA. And so in New York, the lifestyle there is I automatically sold my car before I moved out there because pretty much everyone recommends that you do that because the subway is so great there and can actually be better depending on where you're going than a car because of just traffic congestion. And it's such a tight, compact concrete jungle, as it were. And so what I did, my lifestyle was I got a 9-to-5 job at night so I could take auditions during the day. So I was a night security dispatcher, manager, middle management at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which was very actually cool job. I really enjoyed that. That was super fun, an interesting place to work. And it had a stage. I actually rehearsed and took advantage. I rehearsed stuff on stage practically every night, and that was a blast. Quick side note and lifestyle thing, I don't recommend doing the night job while doing and trying to take auditions during the day. In fact, this is going to be a ghost of auditions past story later on. I have a doozy of a story for that one. Anyways, New York City is expensive. It's got everything happening. I started getting some traction with the film work, and I went on plenty of theater auditions. Never really landed any of the theater auditions. I think mainly because I did not give myself to prep, and my heart wasn't in it. I was like, I'm a film and television actor, and because my heart wasn't in it per se, I don't think I devoted myself truly to those theater auditions. Anyways, after 3 years, the city really took its toll on me. I was younger. I was, I moved there on a whim because of the friend and the contact. So marketplaces, where you live and where you act and where you want to set up as an actor are very important. And so I moved back to Colorado. And eventually I found that in Colorado, I was like, oh, wait, I'm kind of, now that I had that New York City experience, it gave me kind of more confidence and different experiences. And I felt an ego boost, to be honest. I felt like a bigger fish in a small pond because I was like landing a bunch of gigs back to back to back. I'm like, oh, this is simple. But the type of gigs in Colorado are very different, right? Completely different market. In Colorado is a very commercial heavy and print market. And then you got student and indie films. So that had a completely different feeling. I'm like, oh, I'm getting stuff more often. This is kind of fun. But it was also kind of like I knew what the market had to provide. And I still wanted to see myself on the big screen or on TV. And then so eventually, you know, I am now in Los Angeles. So the first takeaway when you're thinking about markets is you have to think about your lifestyle, right? Because now I'm in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a completely different vibe than Colorado and New York. In Los Angeles, as opposed to a great subway system, everybody practically lives in their car because that's what it is. It's kind of like this sprawled out big network of a city where you have to kind of drive everywhere. And so it's like, if I want to drive 8 miles, sometimes that 8 miles can take 45 minutes to an hour. So yeah, completely different lifestyle. So you have to think about these things, or I would recommend you do think about these things if you're thinking about moving to a different market, because I didn't. I did it on a whim. And my life in New York City the first time, and I moved to LA for the first time. I did it twice. So this is the second time I live in LA. The first time I moved to LA, again, I didn't really think about lifestyle and I didn't think about what I actually wanted. And I freaked out again and bounced out of LA the first time in 3 months. So giving serious thought to which market you want to live in is very important. And so I would say big key is start with lifestyle. If you're from a rural area, and you know, I grew up in a very small town in the mountains. If you come from a rural area and you're not used to a lot of people, that's going to be a huge lifestyle adjustment for you if you move to one of the very big, condensed, fast-paced markets. Are you prepared for that? Think about it realistically. Is that something that you want? If you have hyper anxiety and you don't want to be around a lot of people and you know it and you're just like, this, I no go, then stick at where you're at and we'll talk further about the smaller markets and benefits there. Lifestyle. And also, like, you know, if you are going to LA, one of the things about thinking about lifestyle in LA is you want to find the neighborhood. You don't want to just shoot over to LA and just randomly pick a spot. You want to find a neighborhood that you absolutely want to live in. And so you should do some location scouting first, because like I said, driving can become a nightmare sometimes. And so you want to be in the neighborhood that's close to where you can get auditions, or at least work, you know, somewhere closer to the studios, and a neighborhood that's going to suit your vibe. Because I have some friends that moved to West Hollywood. And West Hollywood, for me and my wife, it's just a little too busy. It's a little too much for us. And so that's why I like the kind of the Echo Park area, Silver Lake. It's kind of just a little bit more bohemian, spread out, just a little bit chiller. And so these are the things that you got to think about, of like, what is your day-to-day life? Because you don't want to pick a neighborhood and then just have to commute more than, you know, if you have to commute, I would say in LA, more than 5 miles on a daily basis, you're going to be in your car a lot of the day. And same with New York City, right? I actually lived, I was taking the subway from Brooklyn all the way up to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is on the, been a second. I want to say it's the Upper West Side. Oh, I never had a New York citizen's card, but if I did and I got that wrong, I just lost it. Yeah, man, I need to get back to New York. Anyways, that subway trip in itself took an hour. Transportation still takes a long time in New York City. So even picking up which part of the city you want to be in, even if you have to pay a little bit more for rent, then that could be a possible something that you would enjoy in your life. Or if you enjoy listening to this podcast and you like the subway, then pick somewhere farther away so you can listen to as many podcasts as you want. Make sure that you're going to be happy for the long term, because this industry is all about longevity. It's a marathon. And if you can't keep going because you're not happy where you're living, you're gonna bounce. You're gonna fail. And I think a lot of people don't realize the realities of the marketplace like I did. I moved to New York City on a whim based on a friend that I had met, not really thinking about what my life there would actually be. The other thing I would think about is I would do your marketplace research. Maybe you're a specific type of actor, right? Like, okay, obviously, if you are into theater, LA doesn't have a whole lot of equity theater. So you should go to try out, you know, New York. Also, an interesting thing, Colorado is actually, has some good theaters, the Denver Center of Performing Arts. And so, like, me in Colorado, me not necessarily being super attached to theater, had I wanted to make a living in Colorado, I should have focused more on theater, 100%. And so you want to do this marketplace research, especially if, like, one example, you know, I moved down to New Mexico right at the start of the pandemic. It was like right before when we were kind of naive enough to think that this thing wasn't going to travel out of China. And we're like, we're the States. We're good. False. But I moved down to New Mexico, had my first audition, and then everything shut down. But New Mexico is its own market because they shoot a lot of Westerns out there because of just, you know, the climate and the locations, right? So you got a lot of Westerns. You got things like, you know, the general New Mexico has its own beauty and unique vibe. So when you look at shows like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, you have those kind of like the adobe houses and which still leads to kind of like that Southwest. I mean, it is Southwest, but you get a lot of those flavors in a lot of those shows. So if you're an actor that looks very Western, it could very well benefit you just to go to that specific market, and you could get a lot of work. One of the great resources to do this research is IMDb Pro. If you don't have IMDb Pro, but you're thinking about moving to a different market, invest at least for a year, because then you can look at different shows that you like and you can find the nitty gritty. IMDb, the normal version, the pedestrian version, will not show you this information. You have to invest in the IMDb Pro account for a year. So, and let's talk about smaller markets really quickly. Let's say you do just want to, maybe you do actually just want to be that big fish in a small pond. You don't mind like indie projects or student projects. It's more about just creating the work. And that is totally, totally cool. That's fine. And so a smaller market can totally work in your favor in that way. But here's one thing that I don't think you should get naive about. I've heard a lot of people in a lot of smaller markets say the world and technology now is really opening things up, and you don't have to be in one of these large cities to really get work in one of the large cities. I think there is some truth to that. That's true to a certain extent. And here's why I say that, because this is, a human personal business, right? And so think of your relationships with your relatives or your friends. Let's say your relatives or your friends when you've moved to somewhere else, right? Like at first you're pretty close with them, But then you just, life just happens and they're in their own life, you're in your own life, and there's these new locations, and there just becomes a little bit of a distance, right? That just naturally happens with people. There's nothing different about that in the entertainment industry. So if you are wanting to get into like movies, right? And I'm going to use my example. So the reason why I moved to Los Angeles was because in Colorado, sure, I could have an actor's access account and an LA casting account for those areas and submitted to projects in Los Angeles. But the thing is, nobody knows me in LA. And so you can do one of the two things in a small market. I'm not saying it's impossible to get gigs outside of your market in these bigger markets. But the way you should go about it is you got to get to know those casting directors and they got to get to know you. Because the reality is if you don't build a personal relationship with that person, they're in LA, they can throw a stone and hit any actor they want that is prepared and ready to kill it in this role. And you're out there, Casey Lloyd, sitting there in Denver, and nobody knows Casey Lloyd, and they don't know what skills he has, and they might have to fly him to production. There's all sorts of risks involved. And also, so let's say the casting director in LA really knows me really well. At the same time, it does not keep me top of mind. Being in the same location as these people keeps you more top of mind, just so as thinking about like your family in different locations, right? If I am casting a project, it's most likely easier for me just to think of the people immediately around me, because I can be like, all right, that person I can see in 5 minutes, we can have a discussion about that thing, or I can invite this person over, they can travel here, they can get here easy. And it's quick turnaround, right? Like sometimes a lot of these projects, the audition comes in and it's like, boom, 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 boom. Whereas if you're in a different place, it feels murky and stretched out. I'm like, oh, I got to contact that person. They might have something going on. They might have to fly out. And they're also probably, it's not at top of mind, right? Because you're just not in that vicinity. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a lot more difficult if you're in a smaller market trying to chase those big projects out of state. So that's something to think about as far as markets and what is it you really want to do. Now, once you've collected all this information, once you have it and you've weighed the pros and cons for your life, go make the move. And when you get there, just start enjoying life. Because the auditions, they will come, the projects, they will come, they're out there, keep pursuing them, but don't immediately show up and put your nose to the grindstone and forget that you are a living human being that needs to enjoy other people, you need to enjoy experiences, get out, travel the new space, enjoy what it has to offer, and develop those friendships in that area, because you know you need a community. In LA, it can be very isolating and lonely if you don't have a group of friends just because of that travel time. So it's like you got to keep yourself alive and enjoying the space, and then focus on your career. And my final note on this, people will say, you hear it all the time, because it's a fear, it's a reflection of their own fears, is what this is you will hear people say all the time when you bring up, I'm thinking of moving to Los Angeles. I'm thinking of moving to New York. I'm thinking of moving wherever. They'll say, why would you move there? It's so expensive. That is a fear response based on their own reflections and experience that they might suffer and they wouldn't be able to pay rent and stuff. I'm going to tell you this firsthand. If you want it bad enough, and this is your dream, you can move to any market that you want and make it happen as far as finances. Things will get out of your way when you dedicate yourself and you will figure out the finances. Because guess what? Yeah, LA and New York are more expensive, but there's also more people, more opportunity, more money there to be made, therefore to pay rent. The C parts for you when you're really dedicated and it is your actual goal and dream. So don't ever let someone else's fear tell you moving there, you're going to fail because you're not going to have enough finances and you're going to go broke and you're going to go out on the street, because you will make it happen if it's your dream. But also don't make a big move to one of these big cities without at least a little savings, you know? Know the expectations. Know what you're probably going to be paying for rent. Know what you're going to be paying for gas. Have some money to save up. And don't just move on a complete whim, unless if you just want to, you know, you want to be super risky and go for it, then you do you. You got it. So your homework for this week is, if you've been thinking about moving to a different market or changing your market, do that research. Do yourself a favor. Slow your roll and do the research and envision yourself in those spaces before you move, because there might be one market that might actually be better than another. But if you haven't given any thought, you could be shooting yourself in the foot and it could be kind of painful for you. Like my first experience in New York, I loved it, but it was also, I could have made a lot smarter choices had I thought about it prehand. So that's your homework. If this stuff excites you, I am a life coach in the acting space. Check out my website, caseylloyd.com/coaching. I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. I hope you are having a stellar holiday season. I hope you are finding ways to relax, to get connected with your family, your friends, the people in the industry, and just taking a breath for a second, right? Now's a great time to just take a breath, get centered, and then go back out there and kill it. You guys rock. Thank you so much. I will catch you next Wednesday. See ya.